Who sings Lady in Red? I thought it was him.
Lady in Red is...
It wasn't me.
Hold on.
So, Gianna, you might not remember Christina. Christina's who was with me when I first met you. Yeah, and then I became friends with Gianna afterwards on Facebook. And then,
oh, you are so gorgeous. Yeah. I'm a hairstylist. I fucking love your vibe.
Hey. Yeah, hey. She should be a worldwide phenomenon.
You look way better than me. Please help. Wait, I have a scar on my forehead, so help me up. Hide it.
That's cover-upable.
Yep.
I just need putty or clay to fill in the divot.
You can do that with makeup, with shadows and makeup, well, just to hide it.
Have you seen those fucking people, the Asians, that like take off their weird nose parts and things and pull their cheeks off?
Yeah.
It's weird.
But that is very weird.
Yeah, that's like a lot of the Asian porn lately has had Asian guys with really big dicks, and I'm starting to wonder just what they pull off.
Wait a second. Hold on, because I dated an Asian guy, and unfortunately, I asked him if like the Asian stereotype was true, and he just kind of laughed at me a little bit. And
your music's going to mess everything up.
I don't have any music on. That's someone else's music.
Somebody...
So anyway,
that was mom.
I felt really bad because
it was my
he
phone.
Was very small.
Oh,
I don't know how that kind of.
He was very nice, and I didn't want him. He had a tiny micro dick.
Yeah, Mikey.
Why did you whisper that? Did you think
because
he was
I
listening?
Felt so bad. He was awesome. He was cool. He was a poker player. He was cool. But
that
I
would
can't.
Suck to be like have everything. And
he
then
was enthusiastic
the one thing is,
too.
The one negative thing in your life is you got a dick the size of my pinky.
Oh
you know?
My God!
All right, that would be so sad.
I met a guy like that when I was like 18 or 19.
The biggest dick I've ever seen in my life.
Like really young.
I deal with that every day,
so
guys.
Nice. God damn! I don't have a really big dick either, but my balls are huge.
Beach ball size lady nuts.
Hey. Are we doing
Lady
this?
Night.
Just being dumb.
Oh, no, we're fine. We've been doing it.
Oh,
been doing it.
Untouchable, untouchable.
Are you telling me the sex is over and it ain't even started for you?
Dude, I thought I was like in the bathroom.
This is called foreplay
cleaning
in
up.
The podcast world, you know.
Oh, my God. I heard your lips.
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens. This is kind of a big deal podcast, and we are coming here again for another week as we are starting to slowly trickle down to the end of season two. So, to kick off the show, I'm your host, Terry Miller, and I'm joined here with my co-host,
Doug Parks,
and my other co-host, the handsome
and beautiful Xtina Pink.
That one too, our guest.
Yeah. Nobody needs to know who I really am. I'm incognito.
Oh, with all the good vibes?
Yeah, all them good vibes on my sweatshirt.
So I'm sitting in the podcast room right now wearing sunglasses.
And it's not even sunny in here. It's like half...
It's because Christina Halo is so bright. I can't see nothing.
Oh, snap. Damn. But this room smells really good, guys. Like, this is my fake, like, ASMR. I'm, like, whispering smells to you. Is that a thing? We need, like, smell cast. Hey.
So we kind of hit a snag there, but introducing my third co-host, the handsome Gianna, or Craig, whichever one you want to call her today.
Tommy, let's get you nasty.
No way.
Nasty Nate.
You know, every time that, you know, you sit down and you think you have everything ready and you're so excited to get recording, and then you hit that one little snag, and then we don't have a, you know, effective way to communicate without it being all over the microphones and having to cut it out later. So Doug's trying to whisper to me, and I'm like, what are you talking about, Doug? Gianna's here. I can hear her, but they couldn't hear her. So now she's here, so hopefully all of our listeners can hear her. So let's kick off the show with talking and talking and talking, because that's what we do.
Good.
Yeah, and get high.
That's pretty sure.
And that's also something
have
we do.
To give on this podcast is my voice.
Your beautiful voice.
That's
right. So, Christina, you and I have been really close for a while.
Yeah.
I met you, our friendship kind of developed out of one of the hottest messes in my life.
Trauma, but fun, yeah. And awesomeness.
And like, and honestly,
and
like,
bullshit.
And at the time, I really didn't think you were my friend. I thought you were my ex's friend, you know?
Dude, look, if you're crazy, I am not your friend.
But I was so happy to get you in the divorce.
Well, I got Betty Puss, so.
Yeah, and I got Betty Puss. But anyway, yeah, it's been a while now. And one time, me and Christina went down south to visit our friends down there and our family. And we decided to go to this little drag bar, you know, little country drag bar. And I fell in love with it.
Oh, no.
It's awesome.
Cutest little thing ever.
It is like, yeah, they were calling it a country drag bar. And I'm like, okay, like, I'm thinking like some little hut in the woods.
You know, type thing. But like, fucking violence.
It wasn't. It was an awesome place. Yeah.
This bear shed turned out to be a great gay bar.
Dude, it was the most fun you could have had down there.
It was. Yeah, and we met, that's where we met Gianna, too. So that's how, it's been a while, too. What, about a year and a half, 2 years?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Ugh, corona.
That's what I was thinking, about a year and a half.
Yeah, the corona erased my memory for however long it's been going.
It had to be longer than that when you originally met G.
Oh, please, I look.
It was like over the summer.
Yeah,
it was
like
at
least 2 summers ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was probably 19, because we completely missed a whole entire year.
Yes, that's what it probably was. I think, ouch.
Yeah.
Oops. But yeah, so, and then I met G when we went down together, and we met her. I met her at New Beginnings.
Excuse me.
God. And it's been a mess ever since.
Oh, a beautiful mess.
That's right.
Hot Mess Express, all aboard. Choo choo.
Are way more fun. Just saying.
Especially a hot mess.
If you're all put together, I'm sorry, but you're fucking boring.
That's it.
Oh.
Yep. No substance.
So, Christina.
February. Oh. Wait.
Go ahead, John.
I guess this is the date that you said. Well, I was looking for that picture to see when the first time I met Terry was, and it says February 1st, 2020.
Oh, hey. Well, we were before that. So.
Yeah.
Terry.
But I feel like it's been longer than that, hasn't it, Terry?
I feel like it's been longer than that, but it was right before the outbreak of the pandemic.
It's been a really long like year with that, though.
It has been.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know what the day is right now.
I think it's Sunday.
Well, I don't care, because I don't have to do anything for a while. So.
Yeah, we were at Pride in when it was down here in Kingsport.
Remember the glitter beard?
Mm-hmm.
I want to make up glitter beards on everyone. I do that with Jameson.
Yeah, that would be cool.
That'd be dope.
I would love it.
Yeah.
So it was Pride that I met Terry?
No,
us. Christina and me.
Okay.
Yeah, but, well,
and
I
yeah,
was
that,
drunk
that was
shit.
2019.
And it was, what, at the end of the night or something?
Yeah.
That we were there? I want to go in that place and paint it, though.
Yes.
It was gorgeous.
Same.
But I just want to, like, get in there and, like, art it up.
Yeah, if they've got some artists in there to do some murals and stuff, then you could put like all kinds of lights on them and make it jump.
Like, I'll even fucking, if they just buy me the paint, I'll fucking paint it for free. But they had a lot of really beautiful architecture back at the bar. It's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to make it trippy as hell. You got to see my art, guys. It's really, like, take a lot of shrooms and then look at it. Yeah.
I'll find some pics on Facebook and put you out there.
I want to see them.
Yeah, totally.
You can actually find Christina's Etsy shop, if I can get it out. And it's pinned at the top of our Facebook page. So if you go to facebook.com/KOABDpod, you can find her Etsy shop right at the top.
Gorge. But yeah, I used to look at it all the time when I'm just fucked up.
So we now have two events planned with our drag queen friends. It is drag queen sledding. Got to do drag queen sledding and also stopping at a red light and doing the Chinese fire drill as drag queens.
Oh my God, for like Chinese New Year's?
Yeah.
You guys could be dragons.
Oh, wow. That put a way cooler twist on it. That'd
be amazing. How do you know it doesn't already exist?
I'll carry... Well, who cares? We're doing it. And I'll carry the lanterns around and...
You know. She'll light our way.
Oh, man. I saw a drag queen that was dressed as a geisha girl and then ripped off the thing and became like...
A geisha
dude? The look completely changed, but she kept the same face.
They're not geisha dude?
It was cool as shit.
I want a geisha guy. Yep. Guys, I don't want one of those, like, young-looking weird, like, you can cry on them, and they'll be like, I'm so sad for you. But do you understand what I'm saying? There's, like, this weird... It's, like, this totally weird subculture of where you can hire people to literally cry at funerals for you to show the dead person the utmost respect. Because if you go there, I mean, whatever... But if you hire someone to go there, they feel like they have, you have paid them more respect. It's weird as shit. I don't get that culture.
So if you go to Japan, there's actually guys that dress in geisha stuff.
Please.
Actually, in Japan, a lot of them are men that dress in geisha.
Thank God.
Drag queen.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
Way more detail put into that shit, because when I slap my face on, I slap it on.
And maybe that's where the origin of drag queens came from, though.
Because they drag it on their face and make themselves look too gorgeous. And then I'm sitting over here being like, I'm a girl too. God damn it.
That was a really good play on words, but I was talking more about the geishas.
I don't know what's going on. I'm too drunk.
Drag
What'd you call me?
So we get beautiful. We called you beautiful. Right, bitch?
I thought you called me gay.
Oh, no.
Just kidding.
Not yet. It's coming.
So drag actually comes from like the early 1900s when they first started doing plays. It was when what the fuck does it mean? I don't know. I can never remember what it actually means. But it's
cool. Because
guys was... Guys were dressing up as women, and it was dude something. I can't. Gosh dang it! What can I?
Hold on, I'm Googling.
What was it? I don't know.
Where is drag?
Yeah, like dude something. Huh. A girl.
This definition probably originated in the theater of the late 1800s, where male performers
dude wearing a gown.
Petticoats to perform as women. Their petticoats would drag on the floor, and so they were referred to dressing up as women as putting on their drags. By the 1920s, the term drag was used by gay people. Thank you. That's because we're fabulous.
Nah.
So Christina and I actually went to high school together. And I thought she was a cool-ass bitch, but like...
I just thought you were funny. And
everyone
I
was so demanding of my time back then.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, to be you.
No, it sucked. Like, people were always wanting something. Because I was 16, I had a car.
Like, well, it wasn't even that. No, you made people laugh. And people just, like, fucking like little fish when you feed the goldfish in a pond and they all start like. He was like, "Here, you little bitches."
It's because I had a car.
It's because he didn't give a shit what anyone thought about what he said.
Incidentally, you can fit 11 teenagers in a Nissan Sentra SE. Oh.
And that's the fun fact of the day, guys.
16 in a Nissan Pathfinder.
Oh.
Like a bunch of clowns.
Oh, God, I had fun. I was in the closet back then, and like when you're in big piles like that, you could grab whatever you want, and nobody really knew or questioned
anything. Wait a second. You were way more out of the closet than you realized.
I know. I just did. I thought I was putting on a pretty good straight show.
Yeah. I thought the same thing, too.
I feel like when I was pretending to be straight, that was my drag life.
Well, you know what? The funny thing is, when I told everyone that I was bisexual, they were like, "No, you're not. No, you're not. No, you're not." And then I told my mom, and she's like, "No, you're not." And I was like, "All right, whatever. Bye."
You had to send her a picture of you going down to some bitch.
And like, I didn't care in high school, but everyone thought it was a joke. And now, like, I don't want to tell people, and nobody, they're like, "Yeah, I would totally believe that." And I'm like, "Oh, now it's okay." But back when I was being real about it. So anyway,
yeah, it was still hard on girls to be lesbians back then too. You know,
oh, I didn't give a
not
fuck.
As bad as guys, but it was they had their own level of it. You know,
it was weird. If it was okay back then, it was because the rapists were okay with you being like freaky in bed.
Yeah,
that's what I was gonna say. Is I think it was just so much. It was more acceptable because men liked it and. Fucking white men rule this world, unfortunately, but
right.
Yeah.
That's the way it was.
I was just looking at this bookmark and I was thinking it would be funny if he had a giant pecker and that's what you put in the bookmark.
Like that guy that fell in the snow.
Oh my God.
Like when you pulled him out, the pecker just got really big.
Yeah.
I'm going to make you guys some exclusive gear. Big peckers.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, when we get as big
I
as
like
Elvis
this conversation.
Duran, when we get as big as Elvis Duran, you'll have to be part of the show and we'll get money from it.
Whatever you guys do, I'm behind it.
Elvis Duran has like 50 people working for him. He's cool as shit.
Yeah.
He's daytime radio, talk radio.
He's on 96.9.
I don't have that channel.
I'm in a different state, so...
We had a lapse there. I had to dip it, as Elvis says, since we're embracing Elvis right now.
I did that last night. Well, three. One was my cat.
That's weird.
Well, because it was Elvis Costello or Elvis Presley.
So Elvis Duran is actually the first radio host who was openly gay.
Oh.
And everybody loves him. He's funny as hell.
I need to listen to this person.
Yeah, he's a lot like me. Like people
that's
just like
no,
he is who he is, but he gets away with it. Some gay people don't get away with it as easy as some other gay people. You know.
Well, I think people in general don't get away with shit as well as other people.
Yeah,
in general get away
and it's
with
weird
shit.
How certain people get picked because you would like normally be like, well, they're gay and he's gay and they're really not that much different, but there's something about them. They one can get away with more
Look,
than another one can.
You
know?
Got a hot straight guy to fucking dance on your lap. So you can get away with some shit that I can't get a hot gay guy to dance on my lap. So what the fuck?
Hey, gay guys don't dance on your lap?
I've danced on your lap before. What are you talking about?
Have you? Wait, when? Was I fucking drinking?
It was just a joke.
Damn it. Look, don't joke with me. I need video. I like all my hot gay friends.
Picker, did it happen?
Exactly. I don't want to miss this.
What, Gianna? You haven't had any hot straight guys dancing on your lap?
Are you joking?
Right, exactly. That was a rude question. Of course. Straight lesbians dancing on your lap?
Straight lesbian.
What's that? I don't
straight
know.
Lesbian. What? What's that mean?
Who knows?
I'm not a gold star, so I've had lots of women dance on my lap.
I'm going to dance on your lap. It's going to be the stupidest, most hilarious thing you've ever seen in your life.
And then I'll dance on your lap. So hey! Then you can't say, a hot gay guy's never danced on your lap, huh?
Well, hold on. Wait. You don't know me. No.
Wait.
Oh, Christina's incidentally also
I'm insane. Sorry.
Well, her shoulder's got to heal before she does any dancing.
Wait, what does that have to do with someone dancing on my lap now?
They could take
especially
a ride.
A beautiful woman with better fucking makeup skills than me. I'm a jealous bitch.
Oh, so you want me to do it in drag, not as a boy?
Oh, both. Please. God. It's a hot all over.
I think we're about ready to start a TikTok trend, guys.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
There it is.
It's a goddamn good thing you guys got me drunker. I wouldn't be sitting here talking to any of me.
I just think if large groups of drag queens were all decked out and they went about and done natural, normal things throughout the day, society would just get over it because it would be fucking cool as shit.
But wait, you know? They do, except for an awful lot of drag queens. Wait, are you specifically talking about drag queens? Are you talking about transgender people?
Whoever, just
well, because here's
just
the thing.
Open up and go out, you know.
If I dress like I wanted to dress as an artistic human being, like I would imagine that my drag queen friends would like to do, and I went out in society,
yeah.
People look at us like how people looked at like gothic people. We're in costume, which yeah. is fine, and I love it because fucking why would you live this life not being in your own costume?
I love gothic people too, though.
Right, but that's the right. same thing. But if people just went out and like, look, in Egypt, people dressed totally different and everyone wore makeup. Everyone wore wigs. And nobody mm-hmm. gave a shit. But one time, somebody with a loud-ass fucking mouth was like, oh my God, you're wearing that fucking Sherpa thing, and it doesn't, you don't have two legs in it, and like, you got this dress going. Fuck you.
I know, right? Fuck
How
you.
How are you telling me, because your lame ass wears khakis all day.
Khakis.
Yeah. I have fucking to put on your lame outfit.
Kiss my ass. Just wear the cute shit that you love.
Yeah. Okay. Well, see, I'm kind of doing an experiment I've been doing it, but I go out as a boy in like, a pretty like full face of makeup all the time now. And I've been waiting for the day for someone to like say something negative or derogatory towards yeah. me, and it has not happened yet, thankfully.
Yeah, my brother got 8 hours to come down there and beat the ass.
Well, you know what's really good about your situation? You live in like a middle of the country-ish. Like we're on the outskirts where people get like the new shit. I hate to say this, but we get it first because we have people coming from overseas and stuff, and they deposit their whatever kind of sensibilities or whatever on us. But when you get further out, people don't get that whole vibe of there's a lot different in the universe than what you see. So I appreciate you going at, look, a lot of the people that I watch on like, I don't know, YouTube and shit, like all the tutorials and Instagram stuff, like, even the dudes that have a makeup routine, are you kidding me? But I guarantee mm-hmm. you go into the middle of the country where, like, people are just super sheltered and you have great skin and a great makeup routine. And they're like, oh, my God. Oh, what? Because you're mm-hmm. lame? You don't yeah. put 10 minutes into your fucking appearance? Dumb.
But the problem is society has taught us to judge and put everybody in a box and everybody to conform, and everybody's got to break free from that, because everybody out there, all those people are conformed and they need to break free. Could you imagine what they would wear, who they would become?
Dude, you know? Wouldn't get as murdered as they've
gotten. I guarantee you, if everybody was completely honest, at least 95%, if not more, of the men out there would say they would love to have sex with a man just to try it at least, or whatever, or not be an issue.
Well, like,
yeah. Or have a girl stick a finger up their butt.
Yeah, because, like, they're missing out on getting their fucking, you know.
Their life together.
Yeah, but if you're letting your wife blow you and she's got, like, an inch long nails and she sticks that finger up there and uses that nail and digs into that fucking prostate motherfucker, you're going to love it.
I don't have long fingernails.
With nails?
Yeah, nails and all. Sharpen them up to a point.
Ow! That's fuck not that. Hard.
I don't even want to talk about this.
No! Anymore.
You're not trying to pop the prostate, Doug.
You're trying
to... Look, I have a butthole too. Thank you.
It says two will become one.
What? No, I don't have two buttholes. I just have one.
Yeah, I find it amazing how many guys are like, always talking about like, oh, that's an out hole. Nothing's going in there. But
now,
like,
you know why? It's because they already have hemorrhoids because they're dumb.
Because religion was taught them that it's not right.
No, no.
So they got to stop using their anus. And honestly, like, there's a lot of pleasure in those zones for men, and they go unchecked. So
tiny minds.
Religion also said you're not supposed to enjoy sex. It's just to procreate. So the guy who has a wife that can't get pregnant has a hell of a lot more fun than the one that can.
Everybody's out there getting that pre-procreate on. How dare they go out there and do that?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, but religion's look, fucked up.
If you're not cool with me exploring things that are in that same area, like, I can go 3 states over, and if you're not cool with that... Oh, we're not friends, because I need to explore.
And God says we're created in his likeness and image. You know what that means?
That means he liked it in the booty.
When I get up here, I'm going to bang him. He can bang me. We're going to be banging all the time.
Flip fuck.
Hey, why do we say,
oh, God. Oh, yes. Oh, God.
Oh, but he's not allowed in the bedroom.
It's what we truly want.
He is not.
It's a God complex.
Our ultimate lover is God.
Okay. Skirt.
Went a little dark.
The train is getting off the tracks here. But anyway, so we are going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with more Kind of a Big Deal after this. Let's take a second to talk about Xtina Paints. Christina Little is a member of the Kind fam. She's very close with Doug and I, and I'm sure she will get very close with Craig once she meets him. If you want to, you can support our friend Christina with her new endeavor, where she takes her beautiful art and places them on real cool products. You can go to etsy.com/xtinapaints, and that is XTINAPAINTS. You can also go to the Facebook page for Kind of a Big Deal podcast, and the link will be pinned right up at the top. So please support our friend Christina and purchase something from her awesome Etsy store today. Bye.
So you know what I think would be an awesome idea, Gianna?
What's that?
For you to do some drag snow angels.
Oh, if there was snow down here, I would totally do it, but I don't really want snow down here. So when I come visit, hopefully there'll be snow.
No, fuck that snow.
Yeah, next year when we anticipate a huge storm, we'll just be like, come up here and stay for a whole week or two. We'll stay snowed in.
Yeah.
How long does it snow up there for?
It depends. This last time it snowed for a good day.
No, I mean, like, does it go through March, April?
It goes through wait. It's like 6 fucking miserable months for like a month and a half of good.
Yeah, it changes back and forth. Last year we had snow around December and January. And this year we've been getting more snow in January and February, you know, mostly February.
I think it was, what, 2008? or nine, we had snow in October.
Oh, yeah. Like a big one?
Yeah. On Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're subject to a lot of the northern and southern winds.
Mm-hmm. So I think we should take this drag queen angel thing and totally have it like where we take the Victoria's Secrets concept.
Yes.
But we have like drag queens and we have the, you know, those sick, beautiful girls dressed in drag come out
the fucking runway and then they fall into the snow. They come down the runway as boys. They fall into the sparkly ass snow and then they start winging their wings and their feet and then they turn into beautiful fucking drag queens.
So they would have to fall into the snow and the wings are sitting there and then they come out of it with a wailing.
Yes.
Yeah.
The boys can walk down with the fucking wings.
That's theatrical.
Literally, like, that just made my mind, like...
It hurt my
sparkle. It made it sparkle. Like, I felt it.
Yes.
Who's going to drop the white glitter from the ceiling?
Everyone. just the don't crowd. Get it in my eyes. No. And just like I always say.
Is that doable, Gianna?
Not getting it in your eyes? Depends.
Glitter? Well, I don't use glitter on my eye makeup. Because of that exact reason. Because I got it in my eye one time and I said, fuck that. No more.
I'm talking I'll about glitter jizz. You can't get glitter it in your eyes. Jizz? It's the whole same thing. Does he glitter have... or jizz, you can't get them in your eyes.
I was going to say, is there glitter jizz?
I mean, glitter jizz.
I want to be a part of that party.
Hey, yes.
Are you the one that told me you were the guy and it looked like snowflakes coming out? Was that you? Who was that? One of my friends was like, I had sex with this guy, and when he came, it was fluffy, and it was like snowflakes coming out. I'm like, what?
That sounds horrible.
I was like, something's wrong with him. Like,
yeah,
that was you stale. Need to take him
That's a frigid bitch. He's coming snow. That's a frigid bitch. I don't know if I want to be
around. Yeah, that.
No,
Gianna, I meant like.
If you have a questionable jizz. Just say no, please.
No. Oh my god.
If you have a questionable jizz. Oh man.
Wait till you go back and hear this later, Christina. It's gonna be funnier.
But yeah, I think that would be awesome. You could totally do that with the angel thing, but like you would have to do it as a video.
Yeah I don't think they'd let you dump all that white snow on the stage.
Well, yeah, they would. Yeah.
Or the questionable jizz.
Oh my God. That's they definitely would allow.
Yeah, that's for the OnlyFans.
That would totally be awesome. Yeah. Though. Gianna walks to the end of the runway at New Beginnings, and we have like this mat there.
And I just jizz all over it.
No, you don't jizz all over it. You fall onto it, and then you like have these wings there that you strap to yourself. And when you come back up onto the runway, you kind of float up onto the runway like you're flying. And then it's all like mystical. And when you land back on the runway, then it shows you in drag. And you're like, yes, bitch. And you walk that runway.
They would have to be like snap bracelets. So when she falls into them, it wraps around her.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that would be cool. I see it.
Unless it wraps around her throat.
I mean, it's also video too. So like you could stop and, you know, get them all on her and her makeup all done and that's stuff. True. And then... record it so when she's floating up it's just like you see her floating up but you don't see her in drag and then land and then when she lands we stop the video and then we do all the stuff that we have to do and then we pan up when we start recording again and then she's in drag and she looks at the camera and she's like yes bitch and then she walks.
Okay, TikTok.
You would have to put it on your TikTok. You would take the fuck off.
Oh my god.
You'd have every queen wanting to do that.
We should totally start like Queens of Filth, but it's Queens of Angels.
I don't know. Queens of Hearts, maybe.
Angel Queens.
Angel Queens. I don't know. We'll work on the name.
Yeah, but that would totally be something original.
Yeah, you know? It would be. And I happen to kind of know somebody that might be interested in the idea.
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
So let's pitch it. 50% of proceeds. And you must promote Kind of a Big Deal podcast.
No.
That's the deal. The dealio.
Wow. So how was y'all's weekend? What'd we do?
Snowed the fuck in.
Oh, shit. I forgot about that. That's important. That's lame.
That was fun.
Rotors. What's Rotors?
Yeah, I don't get it.
Rotors is a store like Wawa or Royal Farms.
Yeah, it's like only in Pennsylvania in the York area.
So there's actually a family that is the Rutters family, and they own Dairy Farm in Pennsylvania, and they started their first convenience store, and they sold nothing but milk.
What?
And then it evolved over time to be a gas station, They actually, last year, they opened their first store in the state of Maryland, and that's the first store outside of Pennsylvania.
That's cool.
Yep.
Good for them. Because I can't imagine going to one store and need milk. We gotta go to Rutter's. Fuck the grocery store and whatever else is around.
Well, they were getting away from delivering it.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
But they had competitive prices. So if you went there, you got your milk for cheaper than if you went to the store. So then they competed. Then now you can find their stuff in stores and That's all that kind of stuff.
Gravy. What'd you do, Gianna, this weekend?
I spent in Asheville and had a blast and got several new experiences that I don't know if I should talk about on here.
Talk about whatever.
Inquiring
minds.
Well, there were some water sports. I experienced a water sports situation for the first time.
Okay. Wait, so are we talking about like sexual water sports or like, okay.
For real.
Yes, definitely sexual water sports. I'm on a very sexual journey right now. It was cool. I didn't think I would be into it, but I'm kind of into like the whole domination thing. Oh, it wasn't at my house, so I didn't care.
That's what I'm saying.
He said piss on me, and I said, okay, open your fucking mouth then.
Exactly. Right?
And basically, it was a heavy piss, because it was, I hope he had fun cleaning it up.
Right, exactly. Look, I don't care what you do that to me, but I'm not cleaning that shit up, motherfucker.
No, he did pee on me. I'm not into that. I've been peed on before, and I didn't, it was like, whatever. I guess if the guy liked it, I would not drink it.
No. Well, but the thing is, it's like how you are presented with the thing. Like, if you're presented with it that in the right way, oh, yeah, it's hot. But if you're like, hey, can I pee on you? Can I really? No. No, you fucking can't. But if the guy is
you got to be a, get down, bitch. I'm going to piss all over you. Look. Make you my bitch.
Open your mouth. And you're like, what? And he's like, open your fucking mouth. And you're like, all right. There's a difference.
Yeah, water sports. I'm not gonna like put piss or shit in my mouth. Well, like, I'm not gonna go that far. I don't care who does that.
But poop is out of the question. But if they suggest pee and I'm in the drunkest mood. Anyway, what were you saying, Doug?
I've never done that. Never.
Water sport?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of like, I experimented the whole domination thing. Like, somebody, I was submissive to a dom, and like, I was into it, but I felt like I would be totally more into being the dominant one. And I didn't think I would like pissing on anybody, but doing it, I was like, well, I'm basically fucking degrading this man right now, and it was hot. Like, I can't lie about it. Like, I'm into it.
Well, I guess you really don't know until you try.
Right. Yeah. It was fun. I mean, I can't lie. It was fun.
Set and setting.
Yeah. Well, yeah, well, now that I went sexual, what do you guys got?
Well, what was your most craziest sex experience? But the last time I really did, it sucked. So
I found this really cool porno last night.
Oh, hey, tell me.
I really just tried to, you know, keep this whole sex talk going.
Gianna said, what is your craziest sex story, you know?
Oh, my God. All right. I have a good one. So, I went down to Key West with a friend of mine and her husband because they took me down there because I took care of her while she was sick. Right. It's a very sweet start to a very raunchy story.
Love it.
So they paid me back for that, but they wanted to have, like, you know, date night and stuff. So I went out on my own. I ended up hanging out at this one bar. It was a karaoke bar. And the karaoke guy and I just talked all night until the shift was over. It was great. I was like, I'm alone. I don't know what the fuck is going on, but I'm drunk. So he was like, this is great. He's probably like 15 years younger than me at the time, but he was at least 21. So
all that matters.
We ended up like hanging out, getting a cab, going to sit on the beach until the sun came up, basically. But on the way back to where I was staying, he was like, where are you staying? I was like, well, I'm like a block away. He's like, well, get out and let's go to this hotel that has like this, it's like a fucking hot tub. I was like, all right, well, you kind of live here or you squat here? I don't know. And so I followed him to the damn hot tub and we ended up banging in the hot tub. That's not the hottest part. So the next night, I didn't hang out with that guy again because he was way too young and I was way too single. So the next night, I hit somebody up on a dating site and they're like, yeah, you're just a tourist. I'm like, I am. He's like, well, I can pay for your drinks. I was like, oh, good, because it's only like $5 to get me wasted. So we ended up banging on somebody else's boat on like the top side of the island after we had like had like cocktails all night and fucking. So anyway, he put it in my butt and it hurt. And he was like,
ooh.
He was like, you like that, don't you? I was like, no, no. But okay, let's keep this going. anyway.
Did he tongue punch your dirt star first?
No!
That's what the problem was. He didn't ready the hole.
No, I didn't really want him to either. That's too intimate. Get off my beard. Yeah. But I'll give you guys secret details later. It was way cooler. Well,
in the future, if they're going to, they got to lick it before they stick it. You tell them that.
No, yeah. I wasn't. Mm-mm. I should have licked it before I stuck it, is the thing.
If this boat's a rockin',
don't come a knocking.
It was a big ass boat too. I'm surprised we didn't get popped by the poop though.
There's no laws out in those international waters though.
That's not international waters. It was somebody out there like giant fishing boat. It was a fishing boat, guys. I'm so embarrassed.
Somebody was casting the reel.
But yeah, so we like, and then he was like, I'm never going to call you again. I was like, thank God. I was like 33,
34. I'd have been like, all right, fine. Because if you would have, I'd have stuck it in your butt next time.
He did call me though. That's the thing. I was like, I don't want to talk to you. I'm not in Florida. Fuck off. We're done here.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
next.
Cherry.
Hey.
No.
Yes.
Come on.
I don't have any interesting sex stories.
Full fucking
the driveway. Shit. You do.
You didn't like. I don't know.
Oh my god.
Yeah. What's the driveway? Go
so,
for it.
We had a bonfire at my mom's house, and there was this guy there, and I totally thought he was hitting on my best friend. And so I was like, oh, cool. You know, like he has a thing for my best friend. Well, my best friend ended up going inside and to use the bathroom or whatever. And the next thing I know, me and this guy are talking and he says something about being bi. And so we start talking about sexual things. And then the next thing I know, we end up in the driveway and I'm fucking him up against my stepdad's truck.
Hey.
It was the first time that
I... After parents bed, you just go to the truck.
It was the first time I ever bottomed, or ever topped. And it was pretty crazy. But the kicker of the story was... So we went over to his house because he like wanted to still like fool around and stuff. Well, he had a girlfriend... And she ended up coming upstairs and was like freaking out, like, oh, you're fucking men now, too.
I would have been like, hey,
and I was
why
like,
didn't you fucking call me?
And I was like, okay, I'm going back across the street. So I went back across the street, went to bed, woke up the next morning, and my mom gets this call from her neighbor and says, so we seen something on our cameras last night.
Please tell me you got that video feed.
I did not, but they caught it all on their cameras. And so my best friend ended up bringing me his stuff because the stuff was still over at the house. And I had to walk it across the street and give it back to his girlfriend because he wasn't awake yet. It was so embarrassing. They caught it all on video.
No.
But
that's
it was a really
great.
Cool experience.
Yeah. And you wasn't going to tell that? I don't have any crazy sex experiences.
I have another crazy one, too, but I'll let Doug go.
Oh, see? There it is. Now she's done told one
the
story. Now she's
out.
Ready to spill all the beans.
It was pretty intense. I think the second one's probably more intense than the first one, though.
Well, that's how it goes.
Now we have to hear it.
You dip your toe, and then you have to dip your
foot. Encore.
So, it was actually around Christmas this year. I had met this guy on Grindr. And we, like, screwed around. And then he had invited me over. And his fiance had just gotten home from Pittsburgh. So his fiance gets home and he invites me over. So I go over to hang out with him, have a couple drinks. And like his fiance is really cool. And he's got red hair. And I don't know, I just have a thing for red hair. So we're like flirting back and forth, you know, because when I start drinking, I get a little flirty. And he's like, says something about, you know, threesomes. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, I've dabbled in it before, but I think that you have to watch yourself because if you're not in a good place, then it could, you know, cause a lot of problems and cause a lot of drama. And he's like, oh, okay. But we still ended up in the bedroom. So then they pull out Astroglide. First of
uh-oh.
All, you are not putting anything near mine with Astroglide. So I literally stand up, and I'm butt naked. And I stand up, and I said, look, I'm putting my pants on, and I'm going back to my house, and I'm getting the good stuff. So I came back to my house and got my lube and took it back
so
over
the brand?
Platinum Wet. And took it back over there and I get there and they're all like roaring and ready to go. And Kenny comes out to open the door. I got to cut out his name because I just totally put him on blast.
Yeah, but, I was about to say name drop in, name drop in.
So the one guy comes out to open up the door and I was like, are we doing this or are we not doing this? He's like, we talked about it, we're doing it. And I was like, okay. So we go back into the bedroom. You know, I got the good lube, so I'm feeling comfortable. Well, then the guy's like, the one guy's like, I like to tie people up. I'm like, okay, fuck it, let's go for it. So he has restraints already on the bed. Like, I thought this was going to take a couple minutes so I could prepare myself. The next thing I know, they're both tying my legs. And then they're like, arms. So they tied my arms. It was very, very, very hot. It was very kinky. And I actually really enjoyed it. But it was kind it was kind of weird because then there started to be some jealousy that started to get mixed in there.
That. Look, that's your man or your woman or your whatever. But, like, you invited me over. I'm your guest.
Yeah.
But if you're
I'm your bitch right now and you're being jealous. Here,
no. Then you can get the fuck out. But mostly, I just let me get my nut, and then you guys can fight later.
So, the one guy, you know, gets it in me, and, you know, having a good time while the other guy is getting a little jealous. So, there was a point where I kind of just called it off because, like, it was just bad vibes. So, I was like, you know what? Like, let's just call this off. So, I had a few cocktails, so I just said cocktails. It wasn't cocktails. It was totally Twisted Teas, but I was trying to sound fancy. And so I went into the guest bedroom and laid down. And the next thing I know, here's the one guy that was not the guy that got jealous. And he's like, he wakes me up and he's like, Terry. And I'm like, what? And he's like, so sorry about that. You want to continue? So he goes over into the room and gets ties, like a men's tie that you put around your neck.
Hot. And
ties my arms and my legs.
50 shades.
And just gives it to me. Ooh. Well, okay. He's like, don't tell the other one about it. Oh, and I was like, why? I've already screwed around with him. And that was where the drama started.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because those two weren't being honest with each other, right? You know?
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Fuck.
But it was pretty...
You didn't open the can of worms.
It was pretty cool. The whole restraint thing, I didn't think I would be into that, but that was pretty kinky.
As long as you feel like they're not going to be, like, weird.
Oh, I would...
And the restraints are amazing.
I had a little bit of anxiety at first, because they were like...
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, I'm into tying you down, and I'm like...
Are you gonna fucking murder me?
Yeah, I was like, is this like Jared's game? Somebody gonna have a heart attack? Like, oh, come on. I don't want the dog to gnaw my arm off. And you don't even got a dog. You got cats. They'll just eat me alive. But yeah,
I'm pretty crazy. I'm afraid of restraint. I don't know how I feel about them.
Well, I think it's an emotional thing. You need to feel emotionally okay with the person before you're okay with them restraining you. Because...
It's a safety thing. Like, even when I'm, like, in bed and I have blankets on me, I have my feet out so that I know that I can, like, easily get out.
Right.
And that's going to be a battle for me. It's the control thing. It's an
escape room.
I thought it was awesome losing the control. I thought that was, like,
it is
the riveting part of it was, like, you lost all control and you just let everything go.
Yeah, well,
I'm sure once...
Go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead. I was going to say, I'm sure once it's happening, that's probably the case. Like that'll be the feeling of that will take over. But until I get to that point, I'm going to be a fucking nervous wreck about it. And it's probably going to take me forever. That's probably going to be the last sexual thing that I experience.
I don't know. I'm telling you, it's an emotional thing. If you emotionally can agree that the person is a decent human being and they want to tie you up, fucking yes, please. Tie me up. Because when I tell you, all right, well, I don't want to be able to move, but if I tell you I'm like freaking out and you're not concerned, then you're about to murder me and I don't want that.
Yeah.
So, But yeah, like, it's an emotional thing.
Yeah, you never know, though.
Well, it's not, you never know. It's, if you're going to let
them tie up. I'm afraid the motherfucker has 10 other... I'm afraid the dude's going to have 10 other motherfuckers waiting behind the door and they're all just going to come in and fucking tag team my ass.
Girl,
that's what I'm afraid
of.
I'm
about to come and tie you up. And you will be totally fine and it'll be amazing. I'm going to make your Cinderella dreams come true.
You get 3 wishes. Rub this lamp.
Right. And however many... Look, I got little and medium and large. You tell me which lamp you want to rub. I got you, boo.
Am I going to get pegged? I'm going to get pegged?
No, I mean, if you want.
That is on the list. Hey. It's on the list.
Well, I might do that then. I need to practice. Are we good?
That would be an awesome business to start.
Practice pegging?
No, setting up sexual events for people to have.
Well, I'm pretty
that's
sure
prostitution.
That's a business
already. It's
called prostitution.
You trying to be my pimp?
No, girl, no. We trying to do this together. Look, we making an empire.
I was talking about Doug. Like, let's make this a business.
Oh, let's make Doug. Doug can get them for us. And he'll be like, you lay down on the floor. And they'll be like, well, all right. And we'll be like,
we get 75% of the profit.
No, we're getting 90. He's getting the 10. Okay. I mean, he's going to get like 70, 80 people in a week. 10%, that's like $1 million.
Lord forbid, I will be prolapsed in no time.
We need to put some in retirement so you can fix that shit later.
Okay,
you said it. That's gross.
I know. I went there. I know.
I'm sorry, but when I sit on this bedpan, I swallow it.
No. I thought I had a catheter in when I was in the hospital. I was like, can I pee? What's going on? Do I have a catheter? She's like, no. She's like, I can get you to the potty. It was in the same room. I was like, that's weird. I don't know what's going on right now.
Yeah, Christine's my friend that had her accident a few months ago.
Yeah. December 29th.
Yeah.
I woke up in the hospital on... No, it was like January, like what?
First it was right around
second?
That area.
I don't know. And I looked around and I was like, all right, this is cool. I'm good. And I wasn't like worried or upset.
Well, it's better to wake up in a hospital than to wake up in a funeral home.
I mean, I don't know. I might have liked waking up in a funeral home more.
Wake up in an embalming table.
Hilarious.
That makes a cooler story.
I
would have
been like, guys, I'm awake in the funeral home.
I'm breathing, hey, please.
Get this shit off me. I don't like this coffin. It's gross.
Yeah, the guy's getting ready to embalm you. He's just looking at you, and you're like,
"Look,
did
I've
you shit yourself, man?
I've done hair on dead people before, and it was at McComas Funeral Home.
Name drops.
Bel-Air. Well, I work for them. And the guy took me into the room of the lady that I was supposed to do the hair on. And he looks around and he knows I'm nervous. And he goes, if anyone moves, come and get me. I was like, you fucking piece of shit. And I was like, I'm going to be stuck in here for like 20 minutes in this crazy bench and he fucked me up. It was really good money. It was like $45 for like 10 minutes of work.
Yeah, because you're not doing the whole head, just
no,
the part that's
you're
out,
only, and I never touched them, but she was so, aw, that poor old lady. But I could never do anything, anyone's, like, dead hair. It wasn't like 1,000 years old. Because now I cry.
Yeah.
It was weird.
That would be hard to do it on a kid or somebody young.
I was super pissed off at that guy, though. But he was funny. They were great people. McComas Funeral Home, just to let you know, they're amazing people.
Okay, so on that note...
Not the funeral home plug.
I'm saying. I just don't want them to be mad at me, because when I get embalmed there, they better make my face look great.
Extina paints caskets.
Ew, no. I don't want to do that.
Okay, so on that note, we're going to put this episode to sleep. So, until next time, you can follow the podcast on Facebook at facebook.com/KOABDpod. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram at KOABDpod. So, until next time, stay true.
Stay weird.
Hug someone.
And always be.
A big deal.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Kind of a Big Deal? An all-new season of Kind of a Big Deal podcast starts May 4th, and we are pulling out all the stops this year. Plus, in June, check out Pridecast 21. This year, we'll have special guests. The host will be in and out, and we'll have some laughter, some sadness, some tears, and a whole nother year of awesome content. So, check out Kind of a Big Deal Season 3 coming May 4th. So, may the 4th be with you. Stay true. Stay weird. Stay queer. And always be a big deal. Bye! Hey everybody, this is Terry Miller from Kind of a Big Deal podcast. And I'm so excited to tell you all about our brand new Kind of a Big Deal swag. You can go to MillerParks.com right now and check everything out. There's some products on there to support Shell and much, much more to support the podcast. Another way you can support the podcast is by going to anchor.fm/kindofabigdeal to donate money for us to continue to grow the podcast. Anybody that wants to be a guest can hit us up on our Facebook page at facebook.com/KOABDpod. You can also reach us on Instagram and Twitter at KOABDpod. So, stay true, stay weird, stay queer, and always be a big deal. Bye!